Tony McNamee, despite your best efforts in the closing half hour or so when Harps really took the game to Cove, no reward in the end.
No, I suppose the first half wasn't, to our standard, it wasn't good enough. To Cove's credit, they pinned us back, as you were saying, long throws from the halfway line, pinned us into our own box. It's things that in years gone by that very rarely see. We had analysis on them, and they looked to play out from the back. So we looked at, they probably came to Finn Park and thought to themselves, well, it's not in as good a condition as other pitches are, or AstroTurfs or whatever, and they pinned us back in. And they, to be fair to them, the second half they defended their box very well. There was a game, a few chances in the first half. They pinned us back in. We hardly got out of our half at times due to the pressure they were putting us under, and they defended their box very well, and you have to give them credit as well.
Yeah, and in those closing stages, that, you know, improvement in the Harps performance, no doubt about it, was helped by the introduction of the subs. It changed things up, gave you new options going forward. There was a wee bit of energy.
Yeah, well, Murph made four changes, four forward thinking players along with Connor at the back. It probably pushed us maybe 5 or 10 yards further up the pitch, which gave us that incentive to stay higher. But there was a bit of a breeze there. It probably made them sit in a wee bit more as well, which made them more compact. And to be fair, the subs, Connor, Chris, Sean, Mark, yep, and Luke, made a big impact for us. A lot of little deliveries into the box. The sharpness, Sean, a couple of very good chances down the right hand side. Keeper pulled off a couple of worldies, and again another day they go into the net, and you could be coming out of here with 3 points. But all in all, we can't take anything away. We can't be happy with, especially the first half performance. That probably is the most disappointing aspect of the night, where we were probably out battled, out fought in and around the different thirds in the pitch. We couldn't get high enough in the first half. They just pinned in, and again, it's just a disappointing aspect of the game.
Yeah, well, so the first disappointing result of the season. I know we're only 4 games in, Tony, but it's been really good up until now. Some good performances, some very good results. For you yourself, first time to get chatting to you since you've been appointed club captain, Tony. I know that's something you take great pride in.
Oh yeah, that's a huge honour. Especially someone from, I suppose, the locality as well. I've been captain in separate games before, but for Murph to give me the honour is a huge privilege for me. It's a club that I know well and I feel very close to, and I suppose it's one of them things that if it helps, I'll do my best to help all the younger players in terms of helping them throughout the, if they need advice or anything along those lines. But then again, hopefully it doesn't take anything away from what happens on the pitch either. We've plenty of leaders there apart from myself as well. A few of the older players, your Dave Colley's, Connor Turish, Ryan Rainey's, Tim, even the boys, the likes of Matty, Max, Jamie, a lot of the boys that's sort of in their mid-20s, they've plenty of experience as well, and we just have to take that on board as well.
And you look as if you're enjoying the challenge of being captain, but you're enjoying your football too, Tony. I mean, I've seen you get on the ball, you're playing with confidence, you like to get the ball down and play to feet, and in the first 3 or 4 games this season, it's worked well for you.
Yeah, again, I spoke to, whenever I signed, I thought to myself, I'll get myself in as good a shape as I can. I've done a lot of work in the off-season, which most players are doing nowadays. You very rarely see someone that, when the season finishes in what, October, November time, you very rarely see someone that takes 6-8 weeks off and comes back into pre-season with very little shape about them. Nearly everyone now, we have strength and conditioning coaches, we have like Gary, Owen, the Nicola, the physio. Like we've plenty of people here that we can get advice from, and again, it's trying to keep in as good a shape as you possibly can, because if you're not fit and you're not able to run around for 90 minutes, then you're limiting your chances of playing too. Hopefully again we'll dust ourselves down. I suppose we'll reflect on it now. We'll forget about it then tomorrow, recovery tomorrow, Sunday, back in Monday, prepare ourselves for Wexford then next week, and hopefully take it from there.